Well, I think there'd be 4 reasons for it.
Being?
First off, that their hearts are not made new. Their consciences may be for a time aroused to fear the judgment, and for a time they may put away their evil deeds. But in their hearts, they still long for the flesh pots of Egypt. And when the restraint of fear doth wear off, they once again follow their heart's desire.
Well said. What be the second?
The second reason is that they retain their fear of men. And as the word saith, the fear of men bringeth a snare. So for a time their fear of punishment doth lead them hot for heaven and to the ignoring of the opinions and oppositions of men. But as fears of the future grow cool, they begin to take a mind to what people may think of them, and begin to believe worldly counsel, such as that which saith not to put all of your eggs in one basket. They try to live in 2 worlds, and so, being divided, find that they cannot serve 2 masters.
And generally Christ suffers the loss of them rather than the world.
Aye.
What be the third reason for backsliding?
The pride of the human heart. Being naturally proud and haughty, the natural heart looks down upon religion as being low and contemptible. Therefore, as they take their eyes off of the meek and lowly Jesus and forget his example, they find humility to be a stumbling block and return again to their former course.
Ah, and so I have seen it. The pride of the natural heart is too wide to fit into the straight and narrow way. And what be the fourth reason?
The thoughts of a judgment and a punishment to follow are grievous to them. So, rather than take note of those things which are surely to come, they choose rather to ignore them. They secretly hope that by choosing not to think upon these things, they will effectually prevent them from happening. And thus it is that they choose to harden their hearts, and this leads to a life of backsliding.
I perceive your understanding to be clear. For truly the bottom of the whole matter is that the heart is not yielded to the control of the Holy Ghost, that they seek not first the kingdom of God, and that therefore they retain still an unchanged heart and mind.
So it seems to me. Many seem to come to Christ out of fear of punishment rather than for love for what he has done for them.
Aye, they are like the prisoner that standeth before the judge. He quakes and trembles, and seems to repent most heartily. But the bottom of all this is the fear of the gallows, rather than true sorrow for his deeds. Therefore, when he is released, we find that he is a thief still.
Sad, but true.